Life is what you make it. You see, but still you're blind. Get yourself together. Get before you take. You'll find out the hard way. Soon you're gonna break. Hey, hey, hey. Smiling face.
Good morning. This is Michael Shanahan, the Manifestation Coach. And this is our initial, our very first podcast. It's actually an experiment. We're going to try and see just exactly how it happens, and we'll let you know. You let us know, too, if you enjoy the video, the audio, as opposed to just the blog entries. I do encourage you, however, not to take just the blog, the audio logs here as we present them, as the only input that you get, given that we do have a lot of articles on our blog. You can also read those if you're a fan of ours on Facebook with Manifestation Coaching with Michael Shanahan is our page. And all of our blog entries get ported over there, not as quickly as I'd like, but they do get there eventually. They're also graphically not as interesting. So if you're really looking to stay on top of the blog and get the articles as soon as they're published, be sure to read the blog directly from manifestationcoaching.com. You can follow us there using Google. You can also subscribe to us with RSS if you want to be sure that you're notified every time we add a change. Changes don't come too often, so you won't get blogged down. You won't get spammed out. But we do try and keep them interesting. And we welcome your feedback. It's always helpful for me to know exactly what you find interesting and what you find gratifying. The personal coaching field covers a lot of space, a lot of territory, from employment to personal relationships to just personal development. And so it helps me to know exactly what my listeners and what my fans are looking for more information about or what they find might be helpful. It did occur to me, though, now that I've been doing this for some time, that you might be interested to know just who I am and why you should bother listening to me. First of all, I hope that what I say makes enough sense that you find that it's worth listening to regardless, but it does help to know a little bit about who you're talking to. So I just thought my initial podcast, which I guess this is, would be well spent giving you kind of an idea of who I am and how I came to this website. So let me start by saying that currently I am an attorney and I am acting as the head of a human resources department for one of the largest community college districts in the country. In fact, I have an interview coming up to make that permanent. But at this point, I've been there for 5 or 6 years and I've enjoyed that. Prior to that, I was an attorney at a local union in Los Angeles that covered hundreds of thousands of members. And my job there, as staff attorney, of course, was to represent the members. And so I did a lot of arbitrations and administrative hearings, protecting members from discipline and helping them file their grievances and deal with a major public sector employee, in fact, the state of California. So I did that for a couple of years, and before that I worked in law firms for a couple of years, and before that I was in law school. I went to Loyola Law School here in Los Angeles, and if you read any of my blog entries, you might get a sense that I didn't go there when I was a young child. In fact, I enrolled in law school at age 37 and graduated when I was 40, so now... Well, or is that correct? Let me see. No, I went when I was 47, graduating when I was 50. There we go. Revisionist history. We'd always love that. That would make me 10 years younger than I am today. But unfortunately, that doesn't work. So, no, I actually started when I was 47. I, at the time, was working for a major biotechnology company here in Los Angeles in their human resources department, managing money and job descriptions and a lot of other kinds of things, employee benefits. And I'd been there for 10 or 12 years. And before that, I had my own business as a consultant, advising companies on human resource issues, doing a lot of stand-up training. So I had a lot of clients that I taught classes for in word processing and other kinds of micro PC-based applications. I also took private clients and tutored them in maximizing their systems and getting the most out of them. And before that, there was a lot of other things, but that's enough going back. It gives you the idea that I'm 57 years old, and I've been around. I've been in the human resources field, or in human resource-related activities, for about 30 years. But even before that, I was an actor. I was a director. I've actually won awards for being a director and an actor. I worked very briefly with some people whose names you might recognize. I was involved in one or two motion pictures, none of which became very public, and for that I'm truly grateful, because neither of them were very good. But that's the life of a struggling and starving actor in Los Angeles. So that, in a capsule, gives you a sense of who I am. And if you read my website, manifestationcoaching.com, you will see that I have a very specific philosophy about making change in your life. And the first thing that underpins that philosophy is the strong and unshakable belief that, in fact, you can make a change in your life. There are ways to get there. No matter how stymied or blocked you feel, there is always power to create change. Now, having said that, I think it's important to recognize that it's not always going to be exactly the change that you have in your mind. And a lot of the exercises that I work with my clients on are to audit some of those expectations and really get a sense of whether or not they are true desires, or if they're reactions to other kinds of input and they're not really what we're looking for, or it's just something that we think we want. There are ways of visualizing and spending time thinking about who you are and where you want to go that you can break that down into some very specific things to pursue to get you on your way. One of the things I say in my website is that it's important not to accept that barriers can stop you from creating the change in your life that you wish to be, to see. Barriers can be gotten around. They can also be removed. Some barriers can't be removed, but there are ways to mitigate them. So as I say, it's not you can't look at a barrier as something that can stop you. Barriers will potentially shape where you go, just like the railroads were shaped by the mountains and the states were shaped by the rivers. Sometimes those things that you perceive as barriers end up being simply the edges of where you are. If you look at, say, liquid as it spills out on the floor, it may come up against something that's there, and it cannot go where that barrier is, but it certainly will ooze around it. And so sometimes that's what you have to do. But the whole idea of manifestation and manifestation coaching is that you actually do have the power to change the life that you lead today. Too many people think that where they are is the sum total of everything that's happened to them, and it's just, this is just the way it is, or it's destiny, or it's somebody else's fault, or if only this other thing could change, then I could change. And it really is unfortunate that people think that way, because it's completely, completely inaccurate. Everyone, okay, I said that three times, so that ought to tell you that's my emphasis. Everyone has the ability to create change in their life. Now, another problem that a lot of people focus on, or a lot of people have, is they don't know what change to make. I've talked to a lot of people who know they want a change, know they need a change, but don't have a clue as to what their choices are, or what their choices could be, or even what choices they want. So another important piece of manifestation coaching that I work with my clients is the visualization piece, to really get a sense of what your choices are. All of this, all of my approach, can be nicely and completely simplified in three simple words. And I actually will write more about this on the blog in the coming months. But those three words are see, say, and do. All right, see as in seeing with your eyes or your mind or your heart or your soul, really visualizing who you are, where you want to be. and what all the choices are that are available to you in this universe of abundance. That's quite a bit, and it does take some time and some thinking and some organizing. And I have tools and I have instruments that I can work with my clients to help them get through all of that. But once you do the seeing, then you've got to say. And say is really more of an expression of intent. You have to decide. You have to choose your course of action. You have to articulate what it is. And the more focused and specific you can be about it, the easier it's going to be to make it happen. It's very hard to say, I need to do... It's very hard to make a change when the only thing that you're saying to yourself is, I need to do something. Well, something is, in the last analysis, nothing. Because something is just a word. It isn't a choice, it isn't a thing, it isn't even a particular thing. So it's very important, after you've seen, is that you say. Say is the expression of what you want. You clothe it in as much detail as you can, and you focus on it all the time. Now, here's where I get a little bit different from a lot of quote-unquote manifestation coaches. I add one more step. A lot of them will tell you, in line with things like The Secret and The Law of Attraction, all of which are quite interesting, but I think incomplete, that focusing, visualizing, affirmations, this is everything that it's important to have to make something happen. And then just out of magic, it'll just, so the universe will realign itself to your daily affirmations. Well, you know, affirmations and visualizations, that's all part of the say step in my approach. But that final step is do. So it's see, say, and do. And do means that you must inject energy into the universe to create or modify or move in the direction that you want to go. Being mental about it isn't enough. This is a physical universe, and there are many, many people who believe that, you know, we have an electrical field around us, and if we just modify our thoughts sufficiently, then the world itself will modify itself to fit our new thoughts. And frankly, as attractive as that option and that philosophy sounds, it's just not true. This is a physical world, and so no matter how hard I look at my Italian-English dictionary sitting here across the room from me in my lovely office in Glendale, I cannot completely move it. I can't make it get up and go to a different chair simply by thinking that that's where I want it. I actually have to get up, I have to pick it up, and I have to move it. Now, of course, that's not going to happen unless first I think in my head that I want it moved. So there is a link. There is a link to thinking and doing, but the doing has to happen. If you want to see real change in a physical universe, at some point you've got to physically do something. And this third piece is where a lot of other folks get stuck, because the doing is a choice as well, and sometimes it's very difficult to know what to do. But the see, say, do philosophy is practical and effective in my experience and with my clients, because each of those steps leads to the next. None can exist without the others. It's a circle. It's a cycle. But in its most simple terms, you can't go somewhere unless you've decided where you want to go and you've mapped out the route. That's the best way to assure that you get there, but sooner or later you have to get in the car, start the engine, and drive. So see, say, do is the philosophy, structure, model that encompasses my entire approach to manifestation coaching. It's the densest, most shorthand description that I can give. Now each of those breaks down into a whole bunch of things, and each of them can be applied to various individuals based on their own needs and their own stages in life and what it is they're trying to achieve. But in its most fundamental, all of the tools and instruments and exercises and talking and coaching that I do with my clients all boils down to, you need to see what you want, you need to say it and clothe it in your intention, and then you need to inject physical energy into the universe, which is a physical universe, to manifest that change. But none of this is possible if, from the beginning, you don't believe that you have that power. So, amazingly, for me, when I started in this practice, I was quite surprised. It seemed to me self-evident that you have the power. You just have to use it. But I'm really quite surprised at how often now I'm dealing with clients whose initial challenge is to accept the fact that they actually have power over their station, their situation, and power to change it. Sometimes people are reluctant to accept that belief because they think it puts on them some sort of a responsibility for where they are. You know, that if you only wanted this badly enough, or, you know, you could get out of this if you really tried hard enough. And we don't take that approach. Because really, sometimes not making a choice is a choice. And one of the things I have to help my clients understand is that if you kind of know a place that you think you want to go, but you're just not making any efforts whatsoever, then maybe that's not really where you want to go. Maybe it's where you think you should want to go. Maybe it's where your parents told you should go. Maybe it's what your boss said. Maybe it's, you know, there's a lot of input that we get, and everybody has a suggestion for us. Everybody wants to tell us what to do. And too often we accept that, and we think that's real information. All of it's very nice. It's all very helpful, and depending on how credible or reliable or responsible the source is, it may be more or less valuable. But until you have taken it in, until you've made it your own, and it truly expresses your own desires, it won't give you the energy and the power to make that change, because in your heart you don't really want it. So see, say, do is also a really nice way of breaking through those kinds of illusions and validating that what you're pursuing is really something you want to be pursuing. So it's an interesting philosophy. I have not seen it expressed this way elsewhere. It's not to say that it hasn't. I'm not saying that it's a totally original approach, but I think in terms of encompassing the best of what's out there, a see, say, do approach is the most compact. And in my experience, which is now getting to be quite a few years, it's the most effective. So that's who I am. I'm Mike Shanahan, manifestation coach for manifestationcoaching.com. And you're listening to our first podcast on this beautiful but gloomy, but not gloomy, but cloudy, overcast day here in Glendale on Saturday, October 23rd. I'll be putting this up on my website soon. And hopefully we'll be following up with some more. But I do encourage you to drop me a line with the contact information on the website or on my Facebook fan page, Manifestation Coaching with Michael Shanahan. And let me know what you think. Thanks for listening. Life is what you make it. You see, but still.